Well, hello, my name is Craig Walter, and I'm the missions pastor here at Christ Community. And today we have moved forward into Paul's second letter to the Corinthians. And I'm set to cover this first nine chapters, but rather than try and give a really fast overview of these nine chapters, I'm actually just going to zero in on one question. What is it that makes Paul tick? Have you ever really thought about that? I mean, Paul was this guy that was chosen by God to write a huge portion of the Bible. He wrote half the books in the New Testament, and well over 30% of the actual text in the New Testament. So it's a fair question to wonder, what is it that made Paul tick? And we're going to catch a glimpse of that, I think, here in 2 Corinthians. Let me start by giving you a quick reminder, a quick overview of what's going on when we get to 2 Corinthians. As you should already know from reading 1 Corinthians, the Apostle Paul has been addressing some very serious struggles with this group of believers in the Corinthian church. You might remember that he had actually was the one that had set up the church in Corinth. He himself lived there for 18 months, so he knew these people very, very well. But when he left the city, really bad, evil things started to happen in the church. So Paul wrote them a letter that we call 1 Corinthians to help them and guide them. And between 1 and 2 Corinthians, Paul visited them, and he said it was a very painful visit. And in fact, apparently he was even going to visit them a second time. But his first visit was so painful that he wrote them a scathing letter. And this is actually a letter that we don't even have. But he calls it a very severe letter in chapter 2 and then again in chapter 7. Well, now Paul wrote this letter that we call 2 Corinthians because there were some false teachers in the church and they needed to deal with it. Well, these teachers, they had spoken very, very badly about Paul himself. They said that he kept changing his mind, and they accused him of a variety of things. They also said that he wasn't even a genuine apostle. Well, this is where we start to see what kind of a man Paul was and really what made Paul tick. So let me just make a few observations of what I noticed. The first thing to notice is that Paul was a very soft-hearted, loving man. I've often thought of Paul as kind of this left-brain, type A kind of a personality, which in our world is usually somebody who doesn't show their feelings, doesn't show a lot of emotion. Yet it's clear from what we read in these first nine chapters that the problems in the Corinthian church and that antagonism that had been roused in the hearts of some of these Christians here towards Paul hurt Paul deeply. The text says that it caused him great distress, anguish of heart, and many tears. Because he loved them so much. Sometimes when people, you know, wrong us this way, I think maybe we're more likely to fight back and harden our stance towards them, rather than break down into tears like we see Paul doing here. But we see Paul deeply loved these people and had a soft heart for his fellow Christ followers. And I think this actually brings us then to the second thing that we see in Paul, is that he was just a very, very forgiving man. In chapter 2, he tells the Corinthians that once they had dealt with this person that had been causing all of this trouble, that had been speaking out against him, that they had to forgive him, that they should comfort him, that they should reaffirm their love for him. I just read that and I say, wow. With the way things work in our world today, usually we separate ourselves from people that have caused us great pain. Maybe we go our different ways. Maybe we, if it's in the church setting, we just go find a different church, right? Or we maybe even move to a different city. We change jobs. But we often leave conflict, especially severe conflict, unresolved. Yet Paul sets a great model for us here. He urges forgiveness. And we see that Paul was the very model of a very, very forgiving man. Well, a third thing that stands out to me is Paul's just amazing commitment to Jesus because of where he was headed. Paul worked under horrible, horrible conditions. And we really get a good list of those in chapter 6. Things like troubles and hardship, distresses, beatings, imprisonment, riots, hard work, sleepless nights, hunger. He was genuine, but he was regarded as an imposter. He was known to them, yet regarded as unknown. Dying, yet living on, beaten but not killed, and even more. The point is that Paul is used to ministering under really, really adverse conditions, and yet he has no thought whatsoever of quitting. And I read this and I ask myself, you know, how can Paul do this? The secret, I think, is that Paul was absolutely focused on the fact that he was living every moment in the light of eternity. He was preoccupied with his destination. In chapter 4, Paul says, I do what I do because I know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus from the dead will also raise us with Jesus and present us with you in his presence. He says, I can live with difficulties in the here and now because I'm looking at the finish line. One sentence later, he clarifies it even more pointedly when he says, we do not lose heart, even though outwardly we are wasting away. For our light and momentary, and that's a key word there, momentary, our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, that's the temporary, but on what is unseen, that's the eternal. There's a great life principle here, that eternity will last longer than time. So make your choices in light of that fact. Paul made his choices in light of that fact. Okay, well, these are just a few of the many things that we'll see in these chapters about what makes Paul tick. So maybe as you're reading these chapters and you're kind of going through here really fast, but maybe as you're reading them, be on the lookout for these, like I've been, and see how you might apply them to your own life. Thank you.